ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister, will you just take a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated, heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, I bring you the king. That's right. Triple K King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight from the UFC, will be here to talk about, of course, the UFC is having a great run. MMA is back and it's hot. The Bellator Fighting Championships on Thursday night. Well, they're averaging like a million homes a night. This is good stuff. MMA is now back on the rise. I mean, they were, for a while there, yeah, the sport was taking it on the chin. They really were. All the injuries, the fact that there was only one company going, of course, Zuffa Sports, which runs the UFC, and of course, they bought up the World Extreme Cage Fighting. They bought the Pride Fighting Championships, and they trashed those brands, and then, of course, they bought the Strikeforce brand, and they've trashed that brand as well. So it's all about the UFC now as far as Zuffa Sports is concerned. But on the other end of it, the competitor Viacom, the cable entity, of course, them and their the major stockholder, I believe, of the Bellator Fighting Championships, its CEO, Bjorn Rebney, they got it going on Thursday nights. I mean, it's just hot fights, tournament fights. We got to bring some chicks into that, though. But bottom line is, it's good to have competition. This is MMA, combat sports. If you'd like to join us, we have an hour here. Please feel free to do so on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Henry, down there in San Bernardino, listening on KRAK. What's happening, Henry? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm at an oil field in Northeast Ohio talking to the foreman Clark about safety. So Clark, how does CentOS help with your team's flawless safety record?
Well, safety's my number one concern. That's why we teamed up with CentOS. Only CentOS offers Carhartt rental flame-resistant clothing, and my guys deserve the best protection.
What about safety supplies like hard hats, glasses, and gloves?
Yeah, CentOS handles all our first aid and safety equipment. They even provide safety training on site and online.
Wow, I never knew CentOS did so much for safety.
Yep, with the experts from CentOS, our safety record has never been better.
CentOS is the exclusive provider of Carhartt rental workwear, but they're more than a uniform company. CentOS can also outfit your team with safety equipment and training. To learn about all the ways CentOS can help, visit CINTAS.com and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck, CentOS.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Pals! Got to do something! Listen!
Girl, let me tell you. My man LB, Larry Braggs, lead singer, Tower of Power. Larry can rock. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Ronda Rousey, man, she's coming around the corner. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but she's going to be rocking in UFC 157 when she takes on the I'm a lesbian, and I want to say this because she announced that when this fight came out. Hey, I'm gay. Liz Carmacci, big deal, Liz. Like, we didn't know a lot of female fighters are gay. Like, we didn't know a lot of people are gay. Like, we care. You don't care. Don't care who you sleep with. Really don't. It's really don't. So I don't walk around saying, hey, I'm straight. Hey. I don't. So why should you walk around saying, hey, I'm gay? I don't get it. Don't know. Sorry. Let's go to the results. Last week, of course, USC kicking some butt. No question about that. But things weren't that good for Frankie Edgar. Of course, Frankie Edgar was our guest last week on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And you can check out the podcast on iTunes. And we've got it on the website, ringtalk.com. So if you like to hear the Frankie Edgar interview, you can go to ringtalk.com right now, and it's right there on the front page. But Frankie Edgar came up short, a unanimous decision loser to Jose Aldo. It's spelled Jose, but it's Jose. And the guy hasn't been beaten in a long, long time. He's like 22-1. He is the real deal. So now they're talking about Frankie Edgar, who was the UFC lightweight champion until he ran into the bigger Benson Henderson, who licked him twice in succession. In 2012. And then he comes down from 155 pounds, a lightweight nod, to 145 pounds, which is the featherweight limit in the UFC in the world of MMA. And he loses at that weight. Now they're talking about, get this, dropping him another 10 pounds to bring him down to 135 pounds to fight for the bantamweight championship. You know, I fought, and I'm losing weight now. I lost like 40 pounds in the last 6-7 months, something like that. Anyway, was diet at first, and I got into training, started training hard, running hard, and the weight came off. What I'm trying to tell you is you're fighting guys at 155 pounds, and now you're going to fight guys at 135, so you have to peel off 20 pounds. I look at Frank Yeager's body, and there's nowhere on his torso is there a lot of weight to take off. It's not like he's a fat guy or something. He's not Roy Big Country Nelson. He's not Kimbo Slice, okay? He is the real deal. No question about that. I mean, whew. I shudder when I think about the ability he has, okay? I really do. Speaking of abilities, there's no doubt about it that the USC heavyweight champion, although he hasn't announced it yet, he will not be fighting Alistair Overeem. Why? Alistair Overeem got licked like a stamp, got knocked silly. Got knocked, you know, into another time zone. That's right. Straight up, it wasn't a good day. It definitely wasn't a good day for Alistair Overeem because he took on the Giant Silva. And Giant Silva's not, I take that back. Maybe I get on him a little bit too much or I'm too critical of the Giant Silva. But, you know, he got beat by Cain Velasquez, and I guess there's no shame in that because Cain is the UFC heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, that fight taking place last May when, you know, the Giant Silva was turned into a bloody cartoon there on the, God, it was one of the goriest fights I ever saw. It only lasted one round, And you know, Velasco was just pounding on him like, ooh, God, like, ooh, hammer fists and just elbow, everything he could throw at him, he was hitting the Giant with, and the Giant was a bloody mess. The fight was stopped, and the Giants come back, I believe, with two wins now. And he upset Alistair Overeem, and Overeem, you know, although he came in with this 36-11 record, he was considered the number one ranked heavyweight in the world. I was suspect of that all along because of the fact that, you know, we all thought he was on steroids. Everybody in the biz, per se, thought he was on steroids. And then when he tested positive, when the Nevada State Athletic Commission got him to take a random test, which he agreed to do when he signed and got a contract in Nevada because they suspected him of being on steroids as well, because he was a 205-pounder. And then he went to like 260, and he's all buffed. You just don't go from 205 to 260 and be buffed. It just don't happen. Not an ounce of fat on you, okay? But he was getting these testosterone shots, and he got popped with it, and his level was like 14-1 last January when the Nevada Commission grabbed him. So he was put out of action, and he couldn't fight again until late December. Finally got the fight in January after being approved by the commission, I believe the 8th or 9th of January. He was approved for this fight, and he just got lit up. And his body doesn't look nothing like it used to. So what I'm trying to tell you is that those performance-enhancing drugs that he was caught in his system with, they are what brought him to the level he was at as an MMA heavyweight. There's just no doubt in my professional mind. I can't see it any other way. I really can't. I mean, he's been put to sleep before, knocked out, beaten up at 205 pounds, as his 36-11 record coming in, now 36-12, indicated. Okay, but just don't. Just not anyway. Rashad Evans was a loser as well. Guess what? He lost to Fire. I've been talking about this for a long time. Of course, the former light heavyweight, 205-pound champion who looked so pedestrian against John Jones. Rashad Evans, people were thinking, wow, Rashad Evans, he's going to be around a while. Well, not really. Really. He lost to Antonio Ruggiero Nogueira. That was on the undercard last week, 29-28, three times on the scorecard. Little Nog, I think they call him, improves to 21-5. Evans drops to 17-5-1. He just doesn't have the fire. I mean, you look at certain fighters and you realize at some point in their career, they just lost it. They lost that edge. You've seen it with boxers. You've seen it with MMA fighters. They just lose. You've seen it with professional wrestlers. They just lose that edge and they can't perform at that elite level anymore. They just lost a notch, okay? And that's what I think is happening here. Ronda Rousey, UFC 157, Liz Carmachi. What about, you know, I could say that she could lick Liz like a stamp, but that probably wouldn't go over too well seeing Liz as a gay. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You want to join us on the toll-free. Little pun there, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the UFC coming to you from London, the UK. It'll be on Fuel TV. Does anybody have Fuel TV out there? I didn't think so. Anyway, Renan Barreiro, 31-1, great fighter, 135 pounds, taking on Michael McDonald, 15-1, a pretty good fighter, but Barreiro's going to win this one, and McDonald, I think, is the hometown guy there in the UK. Cub Swanson taking on Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier, of course, looking so good on the Ultimate Fighter season that just concluded, 13-2. Cub Swanson, 18-5. A couple other fighters on the card. Gunnar Nelson's on the card, taking on Jorge Santiago. Santiago here is the experienced veteran at 23-10. Gunnar is a kid looking to stay undefeated, 10-0 with a draw. He's got a couple inches height disadvantage to him, but straight up, these guys should rock at 170 pounds. That is the welterweight limit in the world of mixed martial arts. Che Mills on the card, 15-5, taking on Matthew Riddle. Matt Riddle, sort of, Matt's exciting to watch. He really is. 6'1", 170 pounds. Tall, lean, welterweight. One of those guys that he sort of lives by the knockout, dies by the knockout, lives by the submission, dies by the submission. You know, those tall, lean guys, you know, they just can't take all that much. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Guess who's coming up? That's right. King Kyle Kingsbury right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. See if you'd like to join myself and the King as we go over the world of MMA from A to Z. It's 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC on Fuel TV from London. That's Saturday, February 16th, folks. Check your TV guides for your exact times. We're talking UFC 157 and more right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And guess what? The UFC on Fox. Next show, Benson Henderson will be taking it back. Frank Mir will be on the card, as will Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson, yeah. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I won't tell you what you can kiss.
But when all else fails,
I got to groove.
We're grooving right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tower of Power is grooving there, and that was in San Francisco, California, 2008. What am I saying? Lord. 40th anniversary. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. We take it to the South Bay, Silicon Valley, USA, and bring in the King, Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K. Kyle, Triple K, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good. Let's talk about, of course, we got the UFC coming to the South Bay in a while, but let's talk about that card last week, man. UFC on, I was impressed with Frankie Edgar. You know, the fact that he's still fighting guys that are possibly bigger than him, but they're talking about him dropping to 135 pounds after now losing to Jose Aldo at 145. Do you think he can cut another 10 pounds? He don't look like a fat guy to me.
You know, I think that 145 is probably his true weight. He might start dipping into muscle to get down to 135. But if Jose Aldo goes up to 155 to take on Benson Henderson, then, you know, I don't think he'd have any trouble beating guys at 145.
You know, Benson Henderson, of course, the beast, they call him, of course, coming off the two wins over Frankie Edgar, and then he beat Nate Diaz a while back. So is Benson Henderson the real deal?
He's most definitely the real deal, and I think he's really going to prove it when he takes on Gilbert Melendez in San Jose April 20th.
Now, let's talk about I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that just for a second. The USC Live, of course, now it's going to be Gilbert Melendez is a Strikeforce lightweight champion, and he's from around here, from San Francisco, California. He's been taking on, as you said, Benson Henderson, 17-2 is Henderson. Melendez is 21-2. Gilbert's got one of those bodies that really doesn't look like a fighter's body, per se. He performs. He's a Strikeforce lightweight champion before they folded. But what's going to give here?
Either way, you know, no matter which Gilbert shows up, because we've seen Gilbert where he looked like he was the best in the world in any division, in any organization, rather. And then we've also seen Gilbert where he showed up a little bit flat. And I think if he shows up and it's the best Gilbert ever, he's still going to get beat hands down, and that's just how good Benson Henderson is. I just think he's going to outlast him, he's going to outgun him on the feet, he's going to out-wrestle him, and he's just better than him in every position.
Okay, I just got word from the USC via email. I just checked here that Frank Mir and Benson Henderson will be in the studios next week, so I will tape them. Of course, they've got these big fight card coming up April 20th, live on Fox TV. It'll be UFC on Fox 7, I believe, from San Jose, California. Of course, the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank, call it what you want, but Benson Henderson and Gilbert Melendez in the main event. Frank Mir and Daniel Cormier. Now, Frank Mir, a two-time UFC heavyweight champion. Daniel Cormier, your buddy, defied the odds, I think, when he beat Josh Barnett, when he schooled Josh Barnett over five rounds. Didn't lose a minute of a round to Josh Barnett over 25 fighting minutes. In fact, he busted Josh Barnett up pretty good in the first round. But Cormier and Frank Mir, experience against the up-and-coming guy here, or what?
Well, I think, you brought up Barnett. If you compare Mir to Barnett, Mir's a bit stronger than Barnett. He's got more knockout power in his hands. He's a southpaw, which is always tricky to deal with.
Yeah.
And then as far as the ground game is concerned, I think he's a little bit more well-rounded than Barnett was. So in all facets, he's better than Barnett was. And obviously, Cormier, you talk about coming in there and just destroying Barnett for 5-5. I think he's going to have his hands when he goes against Mir, but I do think he's going to come away with the win.
His ground game, the fact he's so subtle in getting guys, he'll work them on top. He's a former collegiate wrestler, but when he gets you, he's subtle about getting you down. When he gets you down, he works you. I'm talking about Cormier. I mean, I've really been surprised, and I've seen a couple of his fights, a couple of his recent fights, but that fight against Josh Barnett, that was a statement fight. No question about that, Triple K.
It was definitely a statement fight. People really got to see every bit of what Cormier has and how much he's improved on the feet. And then obviously with the big throws, that Olympic-level wrestling game is going to come into play here. So I think what also plays into factor is the fact that even though Cormier is not a black belt in jiu-jitsu, he's got such short limbs and he's such a strong-bodied guy that it's very hard to submit him.
Okay. Is he going to eventually try to drop to 205 pounds? What's the story on that? You're his buddy.
There's a lot of talk about him fighting Jones, but as you know, there's a big line of guys waiting in line to see who's going to fight him next. Obviously, they're showing the Ultimate Fighter right now. Chael's going to get his chance. And then I've heard Dan Anderson versus Machida, winner of that, should get the next fight. But Alexander Gustafsson's waiting somewhere on the sidelines. There's just a lot of talk about the pecking order of who's next in line. So I think they're going to keep Cormier at heavyweight for at least two or three fights, let him beat up on some guys, and then if there's talk of more talk between him and Cain, then he'll make the cut to 205.
You talked about Chael Sonnen. Has he basically talked himself into a fight, or has he fought himself into a fight? What has he done? Combination of the both?
It's definitely a combination. I think, realistically, when you look at the fact that all these guys turned down the fight on short notice, you can't blame Chael entirely. Chael's being Chael. He's going to talk. he begged for the fight. He did what he's supposed to do, right? So I don't blame him for that. When Dan Anderson got hurt, he stepped up to the plate, and it was a combination of two things. It was all these other guys saying no to the fight. You have to remember, Lyoto Machida was offered first, and he said, no, I need more than 8 days to take a fighter like John Jones on. And then Jones turned around, and he turned down the fight against Chael. And that's where the big story came into play and why they decided, you know what, this is going to make for great TV, because Jones had said, I need more than 8 days for Chael.
Mm-hmm. Well, has John Jones played himself into the role of heel? I mean, did they boo him? They booed him in his last event. Do you think he's played himself into the role of like a bad guy if this was professional wrestling, per se?
I think he's getting there, for sure. People are starting to realize, I mean, little things here and there, like the DUI, that's no big deal. I mean, obviously it's a big deal. People die from drunk driving, but it's not that, these people are put on a pedestal. We're all human beings. People get that. At the same time, people are starting to see between the lines, and this, you know, goody two-shoes Christian boy that gets up there and speaks with such class and humility, and then you hear about how he acts in person, and, you know, he's real thuggish around all his boys and stuff like that. People are beginning to see the real John Jones, and it's coming across more and more when you hear guys like Rashad Evans speak about him and who he is as a person behind the scenes.
I'm glad you brought up Evans. We'll get to him in just a second. That UFC from UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California, Saturday, April 20th. Nate Diaz is on the card as well. Ronda Rousey, of course, UFC 157. We'll get to that in just a minute. Now, Rashad Evans, he doesn't look like I talked about this a little earlier, and I've seen it in boxing, I've seen it in MMA, but there comes a time when a guy's career, when he just doesn't have that desire, that drive anymore. And I think the drive has sort of been drained out of Rashad Evans. He just didn't look like, in his last couple of fights that I've seen, that he's really been, I mean, I always felt desperate in fights, desperate to perform well, desperate to win. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't seem to have that sense of desperation.
I know exactly what you speak of. That, you know, there's a definite hunger that you have when you get into any fight, and certainly when there's stakes involved. And I think into that last fight, he might have had that hunger. He might have relit that candle going into the fight, knowing what was on the line. Because it wasn't well advertised that, hey, if Rashad wins this fight, he's going to get the middleweight championship out against Anderson Silva. There was only some rumors about that. But realistically, had he beaten O'Gara and done it well, he would have had that middleweight championship fight against Anderson Silva. And that's enough for anybody to get up for a fight and to come and bring it. But I think a lot more credit needs to be given to Little Nog, because Little Nog came out and he was the best I'd ever seen, the best version of him that I'd ever seen. And he really put it to him with straight punches. His boxing has always been exceptional, but he picked him apart from the outside. He made it so Rashad couldn't pressure him and couldn't move in and try to wrestle and take him down. And time again, you'd hear the announcers saying, man, I don't understand why Rashad's not putting the pressure on Little Nog. But he was getting beat every time. He was getting stung with those straight shots. Mm-hmm. It really hurt him.
Okay. And, of course, Alistair Overeem, the steroid monkey, got crushed.
He did. And I think everybody watched that fight ended up rooting for Bigfoot just because of how cocky Overeem was. But in the end, I did feel bad for our buddy Kane because, I mean, it might have cost him seven figures.
Yep.
Not getting that fight with Alistair Overeem.
Yep. It probably did because there's nobody. But he was sort of like a paper contender, a paper number one contender. He was 36-11. You know, he had made the move from 205 to heavyweight with great fanfare and this big body and this and that. And then we put him on these random testing and this and that, and they finally catch him. Did you see the body he came into the ring with? It wasn't the body he had a year and a half ago.
No, everybody noticed that. He still had some size, but he definitely wasn't cut like he used to be. He's soft around the midsection compared to the guy who fought Brock Lesnar.
No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, this hour we're talking mixed martial arts, but we're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. I want to say hello out there to all the people serving us abroad and here in the United States on various military bases. God, there's thousands of them in the world. But all over the world, may you be safe. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. King Kyle Kingsbury is our guest. He'll stick with us for another segment. We'll talk a little pro wrestling at the end, folks. I'm talking about Bruno Sammartino going into the WWE Hall of Fame. And why is that important? Because
Bruno's getting paid. I think he's getting like $4 or $5 million to do this thing because he didn't want to have nothing to do with Vince McMahon ever, ever again. Remember when he told me that? I gave that quote on earlier. I won't have to repeat it, but Vince McMahon and Bruno, not friends. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little JB, James Brown, the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business.
You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, kid, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. It's not easy for me to say.
Oh, God, you're not coming out of the closet, are you? God, why does everyone always come out to me?
Stewie Griffin. Greatest character on television, no question about that. Hey, Kyle, you a big fan of The Family Guy or what? King Kyle. You lose Kyle?
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC on Fuel TV card are talking about from London, UK, February 16th. Of course, you got to check out your cable company and see what's happening with them as far as, you know, what they say, you know, whether what time they're going to show it. Because if it's coming from the UK, chances are it's going to great chance it's going to be delayed. If it's delayed, you know, don't go to the internet. That's what's sort of not cool about the internet anymore. Is that if you go to the internet, it's sort of like going to your answering machine back in the days when they used to have boxing on television late at night or in the afternoons. USA Cable on Tuesday nights, Wide World Sports on Saturday or Sunday afternoons. Because somebody would call you and watch the fight on the East Coast and live. They'd call you and they'd tell you what the results were. You know what I'm saying? Leave it on your answering machine. They say, that's not cool. But USC from on Fuel TV from London, February 16, Renan Barreiro, 31-1. Great record. Michael McDonald, 16-1. Got to go with Barreiro there. What do you think, Kyle? Barreiro over McDonald, huh?
I think Renan Barreiro is just a better fighter. We saw him really just pick apart Uriah Faber, and obviously Uriah is one of the all-time greats in his division. I just think this guy, Hennen, has really been somebody that's an unknown, has improved himself, has improved his craft, mastered his craft, and he's just going to start picking dudes apart as he goes through the UFC roster.
Okay. Cub Swanson taking on Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier is real hot right now, 13-2. These guys are fighting 145 pounds. Cub Swanson, 18-5. Poirier, the favorite there?
Big time. And I think Poirier is really going to Cub Swanson has been up and down in Strikeforce and some of these other organizations. I really think Poirier is going to give him a really hard welcome in the UFC and smoke him. I don't think it's going to be close.
Okay, when you don't know, but it would be nice if the UFC got off Fuel TV. You know that? Because nobody's got Fuel TV. And I don't know if you've got it yet, but I think Dave Meltzer told me it's like channel 177 on your, or 577 on your DirecTV subscription thing. But I don't have it. I don't get to watch Fuel TV, and I'm a little disappointed.
I have cable, and I've never been able to watch Fuel, and I fought on Fuel. And I have none of my friends and family got to watch that fight. So, you know, it's one of those things where, realistically, if you don't see a change with the cable providers, then they need to do something. They have to make a change themselves. Because all these different, and I talk to my friends that live in different states. Obviously, we have Comcast here in the Bay Area. They got Cox in different places. They just don't get it in a lot of these other markets. So there's just too many fans that are missing out on all the stuff they put on Fuel.
Hmm. Well, Ronda Rousey is going to top UFC 157. Of course, that is Saturday, February 23rd. The main card goes on at 7 p.m. Pacific time. The afternoon's event started at 2:30 Pacific time on Facebook.com. Then at 5 o'clock Pacific time, they switched to FX Cable for 2 hours. And at 7 p.m., the main card, Ronda Rousey topped by Liz Carmachi. Ronda Rousey, 6-0, Liz Carmachi, 7-2. Now, if I said that Ronda Rousey would lick Liz Carmachi like a stamp, people might take that the wrong way, seeing that Liz is gay, huh?
Yeah, they might. I don't think that is the wrong way, though.
I know, because, you know, right now, I don't think there's anybody who could touch Ronda right now. She's beating up men.
She's got no competition. I really think she's rolled through Cyborg, and that's saying something. But Liz Carmachi, you know, she's just a body that's going to go in there and get smoked. It's not nothing against her. It's just how good Ronda is.
Well, I don't know if this coming out of the closet is going to sell tickets or anything like that. I don't think like hundreds or thousands of lesbians are going to want to tune in to watch their you know, one of their, you know, a gay woman fight. I just don't think so. Now, Ronda, on the other hand, I thought she should have fought on Fox first, you know, and showed the world what she had, and all the women could have saw that on free for free on Fox TV, and then they would have been inclined to buy the pay-per-view the next time out. But, you know, me and Zufa are on different pages on that. But Ronda Rousey, a hot attraction, but can she hold up this entire pay-per-view, Kyle?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that you can ride a whole pay-per-view on a woman's fight. And certainly, it's, you know, like I said, nothing against Liz, but she's not exactly the next big thing either. So it takes two to make a great fight, and I think it's going to be pretty one-sided here.
We're talking armbar in the first round, baby.
No question.
Yeah, no question. If you can bet, if you can get a Ronda Rousey armbar bet in the first round, guess what? You would have won six times in a row. I kid you not. Nobody has gotten out of the first round with her. I think Miesha Tate lasted 4 minutes and change, and that was it. And, of course, Sarah Kaufman going down in the blink of an eye in her last fight. Now, Lyoto Machida, former light heavyweight champion, 18-3, taking on Dan Henderson, the aging veteran, 29-8. Dan Henderson takes those testosterone replacement therapy things, and I'm not cool with that.
Well, he's in his 40s and doesn't age a bit, so you know something's working for him.
Yeah, like Bernard Hopkins, the guy's like 47. He's still a light heavyweight title holder in boxing. And you know, I mean, come on. This is, you know what I'm trying to say, Cobb. Kyle and me are trying to dance around it here without coming out and really saying it, but, it's just not cool. Machida and Henderson, Machida's favorite, huh?
I think Machida should be favored, and it's nothing against Hendo. It's just, I think Machida brings a little bit more to the table. And realistically, if Hendo brought all of his skill set into a fight and really used his Olympic-caliber wrestling, then it'd be a different story. But I haven't seen Hendo really utilize his wrestling in a long time. And if he does use it, you might see one takedown in an entire round. So realistically, if these guys stand at each other for the whole fight, I think Machida's got more tools in his toolbox and should come away with the win.
Watching that him and Shogun Rua fight down there in San Jose, I'm talking about Dan Henderson, I would think that Dan Henderson would have nothing left as a fighter because the beating he took in the fourth and the fifth round, Kyle, I'll tell you the truth, I turned my face away from the octagon on a couple of occasions that night.
I couldn't believe those guys were still standing, either one of them. It was crazy.
Yikes, man. Dan Henderson's tough. He brings it. Uriah Faber, the California kid from Sacramento, California, big ticket seller up in the state capital, 26-6, former champion of Strikeforce, and I take that back, World Extreme Cage Fighting. 25-9 is his opponent, Ivan Meninhar. Meninhar got a shot here, or are they just looking to pump Uriah up for another run?
I think Ivan's a good fighter. He's got a shot for sure, but I also know Uriah really wants to get back to winning form, and you get to a point in your career, like you were talking about with Rashad, sometimes you get to a point where you've made enough, and then you see these guys, they start to slack a little bit in the training, or they just get comfortable. I think Uriah may have had that point in his career, but at this time now, after coming off some losses and really being close to getting that belt again, I know he really is hungry and he wants to get this win.
We're talking February 23rd, folks, UFC 157, topped by the hottest ticket in sports. In my mind, I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. People say, who the hell is Ronda Rousey? Well, I think you'll find out in time. I really do. I mean, I think that she's going to become the media darling of combat sports, and I think that when she goes mainstream, I think that she'll bring the fight game into, like, more homes, and that's what it's all about. Josh Koscheck, my favorite TMZ fighter, because he's always on TMZ. He's going to clubs and stuff like that down there in L.A. 19-6, taking on Robbie Lawler. These two guys are going to throw down. I mean, it's going to be like do or die for both guys.
I think it's a great fight. And Koscheck, he was a longtime teammate of mine at American Kickboxing Academy. He's the definition of a stubborn fighter. He'll get into a scrap with a guy and just forget that he ever was a national champion wrestler. He'll just go right into stand-up and not even just, kickboxing. He'll just trade hands with the guy and mm-hmm. Robbie Lawler is not the dude to trade hands with. So it'll be interesting to see if Koscheck can stay level-headed and come in and utilize a good game plan, or if he's just going to say, screw it, I'm going to bang with this guy.
Okay, heavyweights on the card. Brendan Schaub is UFC 157, February 23rd. Brendan Schaub probably on the Facebook end of this or the FX card. 9-3. LeVar Johnson, 17-6. Both 6'4", around 240 pounds. LeVar Johnson, he either lives or dies by the submission, huh?
He's nasty. I think he's got, he's down in Fresno, same management, Zinkin Entertainment is the guys up here. He's come up and trained with me, myself and Kane sometimes. He's got nasty hands, great knees, and he's a big dude. If you've ever seen him in person, I mean, he's just stacked, huge chest, shoulders, arms. I think if they end up trading, he's got a bit more power than Schaub. And, even though Schaub might be a little bit more technical, I like this fight going to LeVar Johnson.
Okay. You talked about him earlier in the show. I'm talking about the Swede, Alexander Gustafsson, 15-1 out of Stockholm, obviously. Saturday, April 6th, UFC on Fuel TV 9 from Stockholm, Sweden. Taking on Gerard Massawi. Massawi coming in 33-3-2. Lots of experience there. Gustafsson, 15-1. The Swede, he sort of proved in the last couple of fights that he belongs.
No question. I mean, I was very impressed with him in his fight against Shogun. And he's, I mean, his only loss was a submission loss to Phil Davis, who's extremely talented, one of the best in the world. And he's done nothing but improve since then. He went down and started training with Phil. He worked on his ground game with the guys down there. And he's just a handful. He's 6'5". He can move. He's got a little bit of everything. And I think he's going to outclass Gegard Mousasi.
Okay, now John Jones is 6'4", so this guy's taller than Jones.
He's taller than Jones. He doesn't have quite the same reach, but he really does utilize his length. And he's got great kicks. He's a very talented guy. He definitely could be a problem for Jones.
Okay, I know nothing about these other two guys, so I'm going to ask you. Poppy Abedi, 8-2, a welterweight. Bassam Youssef, 6-1. You know anything about either guy?
I saw Poppy Abedi fight, I think, in a Strikeforce show back in the day. He's kind of muscular dude. I obviously can't make a call on the fight because I don't know. Yeah. I've never even heard of the other guy. But that's about it. I know one guy. Okay. That's fight.
I got about a minute and a half to go before the break, but I want to mention the fact that we sort of neglected Bellator here. The Bellator Fighting Championships, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. They've been great. Have you seen any of the cards?
I've been watching them every week. They've been awesome.
And they've got a million people tuning in. I mean, this is, and the tournament factors are going every week. I think that Bjorn Rebney World of Seven here.
I think they're doing a great job with it. I mean, they're a little hokey sometimes with the pro wrestling style promos, but other than that, the fights are selling themselves.
Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Spike TV. That's the Bellator Fighting Championships. And they get to follow some of my favorite programming. People chuckle when I say this, TNA Professional Wrestling, Impact Wrestling's at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Spike TV. Kyle, how's your health? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I still got black eyes, believe it or not, from my fight in September, but body feels good. Been training a lot on the ground, a lot of jiu-jitsu, trying to get that going, get my brown belt. So life is good. I'm enjoying the weather.
Okay, who's Cain Velasquez going to fight now, seeing that the steroid monkey, Alistair Overeem, is out of the picture?
Man, I don't know. I asked him. He's got no idea either. Who you put him back in there with Bigfoot after he destroyed him?
No. Here's what's Bigfoot. Up. I'm available. I'm available. But and guess what? I won't last past the referee's instructions. I really, the national anthem, I'm out of there. Anyway, Kyle Kingsbury, all the best to you. Say hello to your girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Have a good one, Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Rick Stevens on lead here with Tower of Power and Emilio Castillo. Rick Stevens doing his first gig with Tower of Power, like in 37 years, last week at Yoshi's. Rick, good luck in your future. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We go bump de bump de bump. Bump city. Sitting by the dance floor, checking it out. Watching the man with the fat feet. Got the hippies friends and the bad boogaloo. The big old bag of tricks. Down to the nightclub. Uh-huh. You can get what you want if you know how to find it. To the nightclub.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Sends a go. Fight! Domi and Guida.
Shots there by Hayes.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs.
Okay. Okay. As we come back with the sounds of the Mod Squad, that was Ronda Rousey talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, her big pay-per-view opponent, her only real opponent in the world of mixed martial arts at 135 pounds. And can Cyborg make 135? Of course, that is a big question mark as we enter 2013. But I think they should put them both on the same card in separate fights. And then, you know, they come out and they fight like on a later pay-per-view. That's the way you should do it, Dana. Listen to Pedro once in a while instead of, like, being so stubborn. Speaking of stubborn. I'm stuck on the Bellator Fighting Championship, of course, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. But now they're running a reality TV show as well. They're running a reality TV show. So Randy Couture is part of that, the former UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight title holder. He's doing that thing, but that's sort of cool. You know, Randy Couture is involved with Bellator. Of course, he's bringing his family into it. And is his wife still fighting? I got to call Randy on the phone, see if his wife's still fighting. His wife's still fighting, it'd be funny. What else was I going to tell you? Is King Mo's coming back on the Bellator Fighting Championships. Looks like it'll be February 21st in Salt Lake City. He's taking on Emmanuel Newton. Probably should beat Emmanuel pretty easy. It's a semifinal light heavyweight tournament fight on Bellator. Bellator Fighting Championships, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, only on Spike TV. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, stay away from that submission. Don't let nobody catch you in a rear naked choke this week. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till later, peace.